let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the halacha of hamudur hanam mechaveroi, a person who is prohibited in all benefits from his friend. Shoikaloi ashikloi, the madur may pay off the mudur's obligation for the machzah shekel, uperei aschevoi, and the madur may pay off the mudur's loan. This was explained in the previous daf. The Mishnah continues, umachzoloi avedosoi, he may return his lost item. However, but makom shenot l'schar, tibal hanam lehektish, where they are accustomed to reward one who returns an aveda, the reward must be given to Hekdesh. Let's review and explain the possible Isurim in the case of Machzor Aveda. First of all, it depends on who is the Mudr. Who is prohibited to benefit from the other? The Baal Aveda, the owner of the object, or the Machzor, the finder? If the Baal Aveda is the Mudr, we could say Mahadr. The Machzor may return it to the Baal Aveda because Midi Dinafshi Ko Mahadr Lei, he's getting back his own object, which is not a benefit. Or loy mahadr, the machzor may not return it to the Baal Aveda because to kamahani lay, it is considered a benefit to get back one's lost object. If the machzor is the mudr, we could say loy mahadr, the kamahani lay produdur of Yosef. The machzor may not return it to the Baal Aveda because the machzor benefits and that he is exempt from giving a poor man tzedakah while he returns the Aveda because Isik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. When one is occupied with one mitzvah, he's exempt from other mitzvahs. Or mahadr, because produdur of Yosef leishchiach. It's not common that someone will come for tzedakah just at that time. Now let's explain the possible Isurim, b'makom shenotlin schar, where a reward is given. If the Baal Aveda is the mudur, the Isur is only if the Machzor refuses to accept the schar, or where the Machzor is prohibited from accepting the schar, because they are both mudur from each other. In that case, the Baal Aveda may not retain the schar, because he would be benefiting from the Machzor. Therefore, tipul hanola hektish, the reward must be given to hektish. However, there is no Isser for the Machzor to accept the Schar if he's not Mudr from the Baal Aveda. If the Machzor is the Mudr, we could say that he's Usher to take the Schar because he would be benefiting from the Baal Aveda. Or, he's Mudr to take the Schar and he's not considered to be benefiting from the Baal Aveda because, as the Ran explains, Sha'isah Schar Motzah B'yadu B'lo Kumasani Mineh. He earned the Schar as compensation for his time and that's not considered a benefit from the Baal Aveda. Based on the above, the Gemara presents two versions of a machlikas Reb Ami and Reb Asi in explaining the Mishnah of Machzor L'Avedase. Both agree that where the Baal Aveda is the Mudr, he is Mahadr because Midi D'Nafshei K'Mahadr Lei. The machlikas is only where the Machzor is the Mudr. Chad Amar Loi Mahadr because the K'Mahani Lei Prudid Rav Yosef, Chad Amar Mahadr because Prudid Rav Yosef Lei Shchiach. Now, B'mokim Shenut L'Schar, according to the second opinion that we are Mahadr in both cases, Tipul Hanol Lehekdesh also applies in both cases. If Machzor Mudr, he is Asul Kalba Schar. If Baal Aveda Mudr, he is Asul Akav Schar. However, according to the first opinion that we are only Mahadr where Baal Aveda Mudr, Tipul Hanol Lehekdesh also only applies by Baal Aveda Mudr. However, by Machzor Mudr, since he is Loi Mahadr, there is no Schar. In the second version, both agree that where the Machzor is the Mudr, he is Mahadr, because Prudud Rav Yosef lo yishchiach. The Machlekes is only where the Baal Aveda is the Mudr. Chad Amar loy Mahadr because Mishum du Kumahani lay. Chad Amar Mahadr because Midi de Nafshi Kumahadr lay. Now, B'mokim Shenoit L'Schar, according to the second opinion, we are Mahadr in both cases. However, Tipul Hanol Lehekdesh only applies in one case, if Baal Aveda Mudr, he is Asala Akava Aschar. But it does not apply to Machzor Mudr because he is Mutr L'Kalba Schar since its compensation. However, according to the first opinion that we are only Mahadr where Machzor Mudr, Tipul Hanol Lehekdesh does not apply to either case. It does not apply to Machzor Mudr because he is Mutr L'Kalba Schar since its compensation. It does not apply to Baal Aveda Mudr either because since he's Loi Mahadr, there is no Schar. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Hois Lafan of Kikar Shal Hefker, V'amar Kikar Zu Hektish. Person noticed a loaf that was Hefker, ownerless, and he said that it shall become Hektish. Not Lala Eichla, Ma Lafikula. If he took the Kikar with the intention of eating it, he is liable for Me'ila, in which he reimburses Hektish for its full value, because Eitzia Mershos Hektish. Not Lala Eichla removes the Kikar from the possession of Hektish. However, Lahirisha Labanov, Ma'al lefi toivus anoshaba. If he only took the kikar with the intention that his sons inherited after he dies, he's only liable for me'ila to the extent that he only reimburses hektish for toivus hanah, the benefit of his son's gratefulness. However, he did not reimburse Hekdesh for the kikr's full value, because lo yitzir mershus Hekdesh, lo hayrish labanav, does not remove the kikr from the possession of Hekdesh. Bayimine Rav Chiya bar Avi mirava, kikri olecha v'nasnu lo b'matana mahu. Person stated, my loaf is prohibited to you. And he then gave the kikr to the mudr as a gift. Do we say, mutr ba, the mudr may benefit from the kikr because kikri amar loi, ki ise b'shuse hu da'asir. He stated, my kikr, that the kikr is only prohibited as long as it's his. For example, the azman Allah. If he invites the mudr for a meal, the kikr is prohibited. However, when it's no longer in his possession, the kikr is permitted. Or do we say, asr ba, the mudr may not benefit from the kikr because alecha amarlei, ilovei shavise hekdesh. He stated to you, which implies as hekdesh that the kikr is always prohibited. This discussion continues in the next daf.